You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Well, we need some coffee, right?
Oh,
do
we
ever. Start the day off right. Wow.
Got a big, big day ahead of us, John Peterson.
I know. This is jam-packed. I don't know how we're going to find the time to even talk about half the things we need to talk about this morning.
We should have started 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might have to cut into Stephanie Miller's program.
We might have to somehow stretch time itself.
Really? Bend the time-space continuum?
Then we'll hop into the time tunnel and get a few extra minutes.
Oh, the time tunnel. Yes. Those were the days. Look at the sunshine. Once again, it's a bright, beautiful start this morning. It's going to be
incredible, isn't it?
Wonderful all day long. A lot of people already getting ready to travel. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, producer Sam, pushing the buttons, flipping the switches.
You said Sam.
Oh, did I say Sam?
You said Sam.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. Slip. Okay.
All right.
Boris is punching the buttons and flipping the switches.
How about if we get to the WMDX official weather watch from Samsung?
Okay.
71 degrees currently, high. Well, in fact, it feels like 71 degrees.
Does it? Yeah, I don't think it's quite that warm.
High of 89 today and a low tonight of around 69 degrees. Possible thunderstorms this evening, so we'll see about that. Not a real big possibility, but
it's only
that's
a 20% chance. That's like the cover your ass percentage.
I have
35%.
I know it's a cover your ass thing. I hated that more than anything. Every day I was, there's a slight chance for some rain today.
20%.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Really? That
you
doesn't
know.
Mean anything.
Yeah. And then, of course, the official WMDX weather window is never incorrect, and it looks sunny today.
Yeah, the weather window temperature is 67 degrees.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Yeah, and with highs in the mid-80s today, and I think it's going to feel fairly comfortable.
All right, well, you're stepping out on a limb there.
Well, did you check the dew point? Can you check the dew point? Do you have the dew point?
I actually can, yes.
Is the dew point available?
A lot of the... Yes. Yes, I don't have to pay for it. It doesn't have an entry fee.
Pay as you go?
Well, the dew point is about 64, so it's starting to feel rather uncomfortable. Humidity about 79%, so look out.
Yeah.
I wonder how warm it's going to be tomorrow. For the 4th of July.
If only there was a way to figure that out.
If there was a kind of a way to prognosticate the weather and look into the future.
I'm seeing 88 for a high tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
humidity.
Partly cloudy. And it looks like it'll be rain-free.
And that's good.
That is good.
So those fireworks will be going off all over the place.
You know, I came out against fireworks the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. But... You know, people, if you do it responsibly, you know, more power to you. I read a city memo from Sun Prairie saying they're illegal here. No one can fire off a firework in our city. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, that was their memo to the friendly folks in Sun Prairie. You can't do it. You know, somebody asked a very simple question.
They're illegal.
If I have fireworks, can I shoot them off? No, you can't. No one can. It's not possible in Sun Prairie. No way.
Good luck with that.
Okay, man.
All right.
Calm down.
Yeah. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Jim Santel. He's going to catch us up on whatever's going on with the Supreme Court. You know, the pending cases, whatever has been happening the last few days.
He always gets into the weeds with this stuff, and
we
love that part of it. But at some point, I look at the big picture, and I'm looking at what they're doing, how they're destroying this country. Yeah. From the executive branch to the administrative branch, the legislative branch to, you know, of course,
Congress.
What's the one with the courts in it?
Judicial branch.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
You okay?
No, I need more coffee. Brain cells aren't firing on all six.
Where's our coffee guy anyway? He never stops.
We never
by
have
anymore.
Him around here anymore. I guess
what
we
happened? Did he
we locked
him?
The door enough.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Oh no, he got in.
Who wants coffee?
Oh boy.
I just made a fresh pot of coffee.
Fresh.
Anybody want coffee?
Over here.
Who wants coffee?
Right over this way.
Who wants coffee?
Doors open.
Wait, hold it.
Come on
coffee?
In.
Oh, well,
just,
yeah, that's the way
what?
It is, you know.
Does anybody want
yes.
Over. You want coffee?
He still can't find the studio.
The thing is, he can't hear us over whatever he's saying. It's never a fresh pot by the time we get to it.
That's for sure. I mentioned Jim Santel. Tim Slecker will also join us from Busted Pencils in mm-hmm. a little while
yep.
and get caught up on edumacation.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things. You know, Antigo made the press, and they talked about that. Yeah. Mm. And it's an interesting story out of Antigo. So we'll talk to
Tim Slecker.
Tim Slecker.
Are you having a moment?
It's going to be a long morning.
You know, maybe, you know, I walked in today. You know it, you know, right? I said, we have such a jam-packed show. I don't even know how we're going to get to any, but now it's so jam-packed, I can't remember anybody's names that are part of the show anymore.
Oh man, I'll tell you.
I was listening to Schwabe.
Yeah.
I remember his name.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was talking about that documentary on Smart Studios that will be going on.
Yes.
At the Atwood
Music Hall.
Hall, whatever. So anyway, they're going to have that film there. This is like a 10-year-old film.
Yeah. And it's that's going to be in a couple of days. I've got I have the date on my calendar at the
it
desk.
It sounds
over
really
there,
interesting.
Yeah, know? It's really going to be something because they'll be talking with Butch Vig and some of the other people that were a part of Smart Studios.
Right, exactly.
Bodines are playing there tonight.
Oh, they are.
Yep. Ah. Yeah, they are.
There's
fun
only
times.
One Bodine now at this point.
Well,
right. The other guy was dating the other Bodine's daughter.
Oh, is that right?
That didn't go over well.
Really?
No, that did not happen.
There was a problem with that.
I think that was the problem, or his ex-wife, or something. I don't remember exactly.
Mm. But, July 9th.
There was some friction there.
July 9th is actually the Smart Studios get-together at Atwood Music Hall. And that'll be good. That's, you know, Smart Studios, man.
Yeah.
They cranked out a lot of great stuff.
Well, you know, the precursor, of course, was the group Spooner.
Yes, Spooner.
And,
yep.
You know, those guys went
Butch
on.
Vig and Doug Erickson.
Yeah, Doug Erickson.
Yeah. Yeah. And, then Garbage, you know.
Yeah.
Had that band. And but they did a lot of great stuff with musicians at Smart Studios, mm-hmm. and that's going to be quite the documentary and get together. Okay, all right.
You know, yeah, I'm just
take a
all
breath.
Morning long. You know, I'm just going to joke about the fact that I can't remember people's names. Okay, and then I can get away with that. Yeah, I'm just kidding. You know, I'm just pulling your leg, you know?
Okay.
Seeing if you're paying attention.
All right. So let's get the game going here.
Yeah, let's get
and find out what's worse.
Would you rather? hey,
you need more coffee too.
Brain fart thing that you got going on is contagious, I think.
Okay, I actually have an intro for this now. Let's play it.
All right, let go ahead.
This is Would You Rather.
Wedding music or something. Would you rather?
Yeah. By the way,
your
neighbors texted us and said also the band Firetown.
Oh, yes. Firetown.
Yeah, from Spooner to Firetown.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about Firetown. Yeah.
Firetown. All right, let's get into Would You Rather. First question.
Right.
Would you rather be forced to listen to the Barney theme song or someone slurp soup for 24 hours straight?
They're both the same. After hearing the Barney theme song, you do want to slurp soup.
I'd go with the slurping of the soup. Remember how much fun we have with the Barney theme song?
Yeah.
Do you have the Barney theme song handy?
I think I do. Let me. Okay. I got to turn down this music.
There you go. Hey kids, how you
doing? Oh God! All right, all right. Let's listen to some Barney.
Let's listen to some of
okay.
it.
All right. Bring.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, I can't listen to that anymore.
No.
All right.
Neither
can
we.
Let's let's switch that up now. Okay. All right. So, second question. Actually, what would you guys say? You said soup, right? Soup?
Yeah, I'd rather slurp.
I think I would listen to slurping soup too. All right. Second question. Would you rather be seated on an airplane between a couple that's arguing or next to a crying baby?
Oh.
I'd like to sit next to the couple arguing so I could throw my two cents in.
That was good. That was good. Gordon,
yeah,
what about
I mean,
you?
I got to go along with that. Crying baby would be really, really tough.
Yeah. I think I agree. Yeah, we're all in agreement here. Yeah. The first two questions. Oh, yeah, I couldn't handle a crying baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Third and final question.
Okay.
Would you rather get brain freeze from ice cream or burn your mouth on hot food? Hopefully. I think I said that one.
I'll go with the brain freeze since I've never experienced that. So I'll just enjoy my ice cream.
No
yeah,
kidding.
I've never had brain freeze.
No never
brain
once.
No, it's just a myth. It's a myth.
It's a myth.
Something people have created to make it seem like.
No.
Gordy, you've ever had brain freeze?
Oh, no. Yes.
Do
I
you
have.
Really? You've gotten that?
Oh, sure.
It's real?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
So I would go the burning food on the tongue. What was it?
I think I would go burning food on burning your mouth on hot food.
All right.
I think I would do that. But yeah, those are the three questions.
Wow.
You stay up really late at night coming up with these, don't you?
I do.
Okay. Well, those are good questions.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Find out a little bit more about each and every one of us here in the studio.
So, Dom, do you have big plans for the 4th of July weekend?
Big plans.
Three days off. You know, we pre-taped tomorrow's show.
We did. Yes. And
we've got a lot of great segments there, but some best of stuff. So
interviews that we've done
recently. Yeah. So what's your plan?
My plan is my friends from back in Illinois, that's where I'm originally from.
That's right. You're going to hop a freight car and hit the hobo circuit, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be on the train track.
All right, man, that's fantastic.
Just watching everything.
Yeah?
That's what I'm going to be doing, yep. And, surprisingly, you know, I have friends that are going to be coming up here, and we're just going to be watching some fireworks. That's it.
Wow.
Nice and easy.
Plenty of fireworks to be had.
So why did they think coming up to Madison was an important time for them?
Well, because they live somewhere that's really boring, and they don't want to be there.
Okay. Well,
good old small town of Frankfort, Illinois.
Okay. Well, if you're from the flatlands, it's not a great place to be anyway.
Exactly.
There's really not a lot to see except for flatland. Of course, you know, you head north of the Cheddar Curtain, and suddenly everything just brightens up. You know, you got the Dells just waiting
the
for
Dells,
you.
The Dells, yes. It's like the destination. Yeah.
It's like Oz, you know, in the distance you see Oz shining. And
the 4th of July weekend is the big start of summer in the Dells. So there'll be a big backup on the interstate, you know, heading north up there.
Yeah.
Probably later today.
Well, I hope so.
All through the weekend. Yes.
And they have the best water parks in the nation. Really do.
We're just getting started on this Thursday morning. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
I say no, no, no. Don't pass me over. No, no, no. Don't pass me by. See, I can see good things for you and I. Yeah, good things for you. No, no, no. Don't pass me over.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now to hear about John Peterson on 92 FM, babe. He works with a guy named Gordy Young. They spin him. The way you want to hear them.
Got it. Yep.
Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me? Now every morning,
every
they get you rolling, playing songs help you make it through your day.
Yep.
Oh, this station is right on base. Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way. With Johnny Peterson.
Yeah, me.
Johnny.
You can't lose.
Oh, that's true.
Look out for Cody Young.
Yeah, look out.
Look out.
You can't go wrong.
Oh, I,
no, that's debatable.
That. Keep that dial right on 92, babe.
Yeah, big finish.
With the greatest sounds.
Yeah, keep rocking.
That keep rocking this time.
Bring it on home.
Come on.
Russ Laniello.
Here he is.
Look out for 92 FM, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. He was something else, man.
Russ Laniello.
Yeah, that was a
great
guy.
He, I'd like to get
him. He's in Vegas.
Is he?
Yeah. I contacted him. I didn't hear back from him. I thought maybe he'd do another one of these songs.
Right.
Not yet. But I'll harangue him a little bit more. You know, he used to play at a supper club on the southwest side, Capitol Hill Supper Club.
Oh, yeah, Capitol Hill.
And he'd play these cassettes. For the music bed, and then he'd do his impressions of Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
great stuff though.
Oh man,
he was just fun.
Terrific singer. Yeah, and a lot of fun.
And appear on the show, you know, you take that kind of chance, you know, you got nothing to lose. So,
good guy.
Could we get the AOC cut queued up and ready to go?
AOC, right. Yeah, the one.
All right.
Yeah. Let me just mention that you know, I wanted to put this in here that at this time, this portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road, Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Jim and Sarah will take care of you there. They help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, great website. Check it out. You can get a free hearing test right there to get you started. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Okay.
Yeah, well, last night, you know, I was watching Andor on the Disney Channel.
Andor?
Andor. It's a spinoff of Star Wars. It's a prequel.
Okay.
Very, very, very early prequel of Star Wars. And I was having a difficult time hearing the dialogue, and I thought, well, I'll get out the hearing aids, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't have them charged up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I just floated through reading the closed captions. But
well, it doesn't take real long to charge them up, right?
I don't know. I don't know how long.
Well, only takes a few minutes, like maybe 10 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so anyway, we want to hear Andor.
Oh.
Andor's a character.
Yeah.
That's the guy's name, and he goes through all these iterations of trying to get the opposition going against, you know, the Dark Lords. So.
Okay. Well, you were talking about AOC.
Yes.
And she had she was on the House floor yesterday.
Yeah.
And really gave her thoughts about the big, beautiful bill. And what it's all about, let her rip.
Thank you, and I thank the chairman. You know, President Trump had issued some statements throughout this process saying and urging, insisting that this bill does not cut Medicaid. He's also said some things, you know, he says he doesn't think I'm too much of a smart person. And I'll tell you one thing. It doesn't take a smart person to know if you're being lied to. President Trump, you're either being lied to or you are lying to the American people. because this bill represents, in the text of this bill, the largest and greatest loss of health care in American history. 17 million Americans will lose their health care on this bill, not undocumented people, not quote unquote the disgusting term illegal, but 17 million Americans will have their health care cut from this bill. On this point of tax on tips, as one of the only people in this body who has lived off of tips, I want to tell you a little bit about the scam of that text, a little bit of the fine print there. The cap on that is $25,000. While you're jacking up taxes on people who make less than $50,000 across the United States, while taking away their SNAP, while taking away their Medicaid, while kicking them off of the ACA and their health care extensions. So if you're at home and you're living off tips, you do the math. Is that worth it to you? Losing all your health care, not able to feed your babies, not being able to put a diaper on their bottom in exchange for what? This bill is a deal with the devil. It explodes our national debt. It militarizes our entire economy, and it strips away health care and basic dignity of the American people for what? To give Elon Musk a tax break and billionaires the greedy taking of our nation. We cannot stand for it, and we will not support it. You should be ashamed.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. Okay. Ashamed. Great. Sums it up.
Puts it into context. Well. Yeah. Well, they're still voting on that this morning.
Hakeem Jeffries is stalling.
Yes.
And he just continues to speak, delaying the vote.
That's right. But they do expect it to happen sometime a little later this morning. So yeah, we're keeping our eye on
and
that.
And, of course, the state budget has been signed, folks.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
And a whole lot more. Tim Slecker is right around the corner from Busted Pencils to talk about what's the latest in education and any updates there. Coming back with more of John and Gordy on a Thursday after this.
Is lit up by a million shining stars. I am traveling up the Edens to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland.
Broadcasting from Cheeseland, capital of Wisconsin, Madison overlooking State Street, John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX 92.7.
We've got sunshine this morning. It's going to be bright and beautiful through the day. Highs in the mid-80s this afternoon, and it's going to heat up over the 4th of July holiday weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958 when they opened their doors, but some things have remained constant. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side, west side, and go to verlo.com for more information.
Well, we're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils this morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing okay. I'm wondering why they didn't have this commercial-scale sawmill here in Wisconsin at the time I was in school. but Antigo has this thing going. And this sounds really interesting. You were talking about it in your latest podcast.
Yeah,
fill us in a little bit on this thing.
Well, we've been focusing a lot lately on Busted Pencils on, I guess you could, maybe one way of phrasing it is alternative higher education. Yep. You know, what is there out, you know? I don't want a four-year degree and $150,000 in debt to work at Costco, you know, things like that.
But it's a great place to work.
It is. It's a great place. Yeah. And so we've been, you know, what are these other pathways? And people think of the trades. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, let's focus on those because those are, essential occupations and skills. And what we, you know, in fact, it was our producer, Jacob, who brought us this story from Antigo, where in combination with the University of Wisconsin system up there, high tech wood cutting.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, and it's just like you read this, and my thing was is like, oh, so they got a sawmill up in the North Woods. Big deal. Yeah. Of course they do, you know. And so really we gotta train people on how to put stuff through a saw, you know, other than, you know, keep fingers away. And an apprenticeship on wood cutting would be, you know, at the end of the day, you have all your fingers.
Right.
You're now, you're a skilled woodcutter. And actually what this piece does is points out that, the whole science of wood and the technology of the saws and the new systems in there and how to analyze the different trees and the woods and the type of cuts and how many different cuts you could make for, you know, economic benefit and how to mix these things. It's a high tech job to be a woodcutter. And there is a place in Antigo up in the North Woods that is saying, you know what, we've got a facility, and with a grant from the University of Wisconsin system, they put together this facility that really can give people an alternative higher education in a high-tech field in an industry that is right there at home in the North Woods. And I think what I really like about this is that this is one of these opportunities that creates economic independence for people to stay in their communities and add and contribute to rebuilding, particularly those rural towns that have been hit so hard.
Yeah. I was fascinated by the fact that you can scan wood for the knots in the wood and the ingrown bark in some of these trees.
Yeah.
And I had no idea they could do that.
Yeah, you know, last time I saw that was like, you know, Superman could do stuff like that, right?
Right. Exactly. X-ray vision.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know, but who knew that your ChatGPT could see through wood?
I know. I have more respect for that now than ever before. I think what they're going to have to do is, you know, we've got a big statue of Paul Bunyan in the Dells. They're gonna have to put a cell phone in his hand where he's working an app to cut wood.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Throw away that axe, Paul Bunyan.
Right.
They still have great pancakes there, by the way.
Paul Bunyan restaurant. And lots of bacon.
Oh my God. Yeah. They pile it on.
Oh boy. Well, this is really an interesting thing because I hail from Middleton, where my kids went to Middleton High School, and on the board, they always had the new jobs that they were training for. You know, it would change maybe a couple of times a year, but you could take certain classes and train for those specific jobs. So this is just another extension of that, and this is really something else, you know. I mean, the safety aspect of it, though, I mean, the insurance coverage for something like this might be, extensive.
Right. Well, you know, it was I could actually bring my Uncle Joel up there, who's missing a couple fingers.
Yeah.
He could stand at the end of the saw, and just hold up his hand, like that, and go like, okay, you don't want to, and he's from Hungary, you don't want to be like Uncle Joel.
Uh-huh. No, that's true.
Yeah.
One of the things, because I think the administration has gotten rid of OSHA, or they've defanged it quite considerably at this point.
Yeah.
So, we got to kind of look out for ourselves at this point. But this is a great program. Fantastic program.
This is a great program. And what we've been trying to do on Busted Pencils is to make people aware, because it's kind of some of those things now where it's this, you know, what are you going to do after high school? And it's like, if you don't know about these options, people are not going to, you know, take them up. And so you're wrestling against two kind of things. There's the culture of, well, you know, if you go to college, you're the smart kids, and if you go to trades, you're not the smart kids. And we're trying to take away that idea of going, everything you do after high school and during high school, this is all education.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's leading you. And this isn't, I didn't go to college, I went to sawmill school. It's like, no, you know what? I went to sawmill school. I learned about artificial intelligence and its implementation in wood cutting, understanding the science of wood. You know, it really isn't. And I said, this story kind of, I think, creates an image in people's heads of, yeah, people pushing, you know, logs through a big bladed saw and cutting them in half and moving on. I think if you paid it, you know, in the show, I said, and you guys remember this, you know, the Waltons, you know, they owned a saw, they owned a sawmill, right?
Well,
they,
that.
Yeah,
that was their, you know, but that's not the image that we need to put across here. This is, again, this is a highly skilled, highly educated workforce that is doing this work. And this work is something that you're not going to export overseas. You're not going to do this. I mean, you know, the Northwoods of Wisconsin, the forestry, the lumber industry is there. The idea now, too, of creating opportunities for people who live in those communities to get a higher education in a form that says, you know what, this provides a real economic opportunity to contribute. And I said, you know, what we're fighting against too in a lot of these small rural areas are brain drains that kind of put forward the idea that, you know, if you got to get out of here, you got to get educated, therefore you can go and work and make money once you get out of here. And we're saying, you know, that's not a great message or an exercise if you're trying to actually restore and keep communities healthy. And we're real, you know, we want to keep our rural communities healthy and thriving.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing that you were talking about as well in all of these podcasts is that a lot of these students graduating are really unsure about what to go into next, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is part of that problem. You know, at least you get training in school, but if there isn't anything that interested you in high school, then how do you pick where to go next? And we talked about this too. You know, there are fad occupations to get into, maybe temporary occupations. We know technology will advance them into something completely different at one point. So, you know, students are kind of left wondering, what should I do? How do I pick a subject? How do I pick an occupation?
Yeah, well, and that is an issue. We know some kids are, they're not informed, going back to this, making sure that they know that these opportunities are out there to give them a thought of going, I'll try this. The other thing was, too, is just to see this program, and this is kind of the work I'm doing here in Pennsylvania. It's a partnership with the University of Wisconsin system. And this idea that, you know, well, I'm going to be a woodcutter the rest of my life. Actually, you're working with the UW. You're doing this work. You might go out and work for a few years, but you're going to be able to imagine and go, well, you know what, I'm going to come back to UW because I actually want to take more of a passion in really understanding the science of wood, and there's an opportunity. And so that's the other thing, is to communicate that this isn't the end. Your trade, your job, it's at the end. This is an educational experience that's going to open you up to some ideas. You're going to do some work, and it may even ignite another passion that you're now able to continue to pursue. And so I think that's the message of higher education, is to try to recommend that we're lifelong learners, and that these things that we have out here, these are just options to continue our education. And so when you see industry and higher education working together, such as what's happening in Antigo, understand that what that's really doing is trying to create pathways that allow people an alternative to, hey, you know what, I really like doing this high-tech wood cutting, I'll stay here. Oh, I'm doing this and it's with the University of Wisconsin, I think I'm going to transfer the skill set and the credits that I accumulated at the sawmill to the UW and put it towards a degree. And so it's you know, it's just a great story that we need to be talking about every time we see these opportunities.
Yeah, continuing education, big deal. We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And Tim, well, you know, we talked about the lumberjack industry and the wood cutting industry, but also, you know, future opportunities in the dairy industry. We were talking with our friend Pam Yonke, the family, the fabulous farm babe, the other day about automated milking barns, you know, that are really way more efficient than the old ways of doing it.
Yeah, you don't have to be there. The machines move up and milk the cows all by themselves. The cows actually know what to do.
Yes. And the cows are actually happier and produce more milk this way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super technology. Yeah.
I want to. Now, that's an app we need to invent, is the app, AI app that looks at a cow and says, this is a good milking cow.
Well,
you know, we're talking about the shade machine that goes through the fields now, and the cows are underneath the shade machine.
Have you heard about this?
No.
It's like a plane, big wings with solar panels on it, and it operates the better operated tractor that moves this truck along very slowly so the cows can be in the shade during this hot weather. So they're better at milking. They get more milk out of these cooler cows.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well,
like I said, because then we can identify which cows make skim milk, 1% milk,
chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It's all in our future. Tim.
Tim.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, have a happy 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, have a good one.
Happy 4th. Okay. Don't blow off your fingers.
Okay. No. Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. They drop new podcasts Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. Check them out on the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturdays. Back with more after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's very clear you're being unfair, King, and we're gonna run it all away with no more king.
We're gonna elect a president.
No more king.
He's gonna do what the people want.
No more king.
We're gonna run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's gonna tell us what to do.
To put it kindly, King, we really don't agree.
No more kings. WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, a beautiful, beautiful day in Madison.
Mm-hmm. High's getting into the mid-80s, a lot of sunshine today, and it's going to heat up for the holiday weekend. Hey, we want to invite you to enter one of our new contests here for Sugar River Pizza. We're doing pizza parties this summer, and you and your office folks could be a part of the pizza party.
We're going out to your office, and we're going to deliver pizzas and share a slice with each other.
Yes, from Sugar River Pizza. They have three locations, Sun Prairie, New Glarus, and Verona. They make the most wonderful pizzas. It's really excellent.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
Great ingredients, by the way.
If you would like to find out how you and your work place could be involved with this, just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and when you see the pizza party from Sugar River Pizza pop up the top of the screen, click on that banner and you'll find out how you can enter to win a pizza party from Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy and WMDX.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and when we bring the pizzas, it'll be a fun time.
It will.
We used to do this many years ago. Oh, yeah. It was great.
It's great to meet lot of the listeners out there and people that have never listened, you know, just part of the office.
Yeah. Who doesn't like pizza?
Yeah. And of course, we'll bring along a few goodies. We'll
bring along the boombox and force people to listen to our show. Pre-recorded, of course, from the podcast.
Yeah. Give away a few T-shirts and some other swag that we have.
Oh, yeah.
In our prize closet. Okay.
Now let's get to Derek Van Orden. He signed on to the big bad bill in the House.
What a surprise!
And then when it went to the Senate, it changed a little bit, and then he started panicking because they changed a few things in that big bad bill that would affect Wisconsin rural communities. And Derek is a big supporter of the rural communities by accident, really, just because he's from there. Anyway, he was begging Governor Evers. He was relying on Governor Evers to sign our budget in the state immediately before the House signs on to the big bad bill sent from the Senate. So you could just keep track of all this stuff. So anyway, I want you to get a little history of this. This is Derek Van Orden saying, oh, man, he isn't going to sign on anything that makes cuts to Medicaid and puts those hospitals at risk in the rural communities. Let's listen.
And so far, Republicans are coping with this fundamental, obvious contradiction by just lying their constituents and just falling in line. Let me give you an example of how this kind of thing works. So Derek Van Orden is a Wisconsin Republican, and he's an interesting case because he represents a true swing district that's also rural in character, okay? And back in March, boy, he got all wound up, and he sounded like he was sticking to his guns on this bill.
I have very, very few hard lines when it comes to these issues that we talk about regularly. One of them is this, and I've been crystal clear with the leadership in the House here. If during this budget reconciliation process, they're going to try to cut rural health care, I am not on board. I will not be on board with a package that does that. If anybody is trying to cut any type of rural health care, it's just not going to happen on my watch.
So that was his red line back in March. Then 2 months later, he voted to pass a House version of the Trump bill that did exactly what he said he would vote against. Republicans like Van Orden, at some levels, you can see, they understand cuts to health care would be devastating their communities. Crossing Trump would be devastating to their future political prospects. Not to mention it probably involves, like, having to deal with a lot more security, frankly. It's why Republicans have been lying so consistently to their own constituents about just what the bill does.
All right. So
we are not cutting Medicaid. The president has said that, and I've said that. We've all said that.
Let's dump out of this, okay? Just down.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
So anyway, we know where Derek stands on this thing, you know, so he voted for it anyway. So he sent a memo out to Governor Evers saying the state budget includes an increase to the state provider tax rate, which, by the way, state providers of health care in the state contribute a little bit of money to Medicaid in order to pay for all of these things that are going on in the state, the rural hospitals and the care that they get. And that is going away under the new bill. The big bad bill in Congress right now, that goes away for some states, but there is an exemption, and that is that the states that did not sign on to expanded Medicaid get to keep whatever form of tax they have on these health care providers. So it's a Medicaid expansion state that can't do that, but Wisconsin isn't part of that. So there's this. They allow 6% to remain untouched in this new bill, but Wisconsin has a 1.7% tax rate that goes to help Medicaid pay for all of the services that they provide.
Okay.
So anyway, he says, pass this bill in the state so we can keep our – I think they're increasing this from 1.7 to 6% in the state budget. I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that.
Okay.
But anyway, he's begging the governor to sign it. Well, the governor signed it.
Yeah.
So now we're all safe and ready to go. but he was panicking. He wanted the governor, a Democratic governor, to bail his ass out. That's my point. I'm bottom lining it here.
Whew, that was a long explanation.
I know.
I had to diagram that out. I'm still confused.
Wisconsin's provider tax rate has not been updated for a long time, and the big, beautiful bill will allow non-Medicaid expansion states like Wisconsin with provider tax rates to remain untouched. So he wanted to make sure that we still had that tax to support those rural hospitals. Governor Evers went along with it and helped him out. That's what we do.
We
help those Republicans out.
Yes, they need all the help they can get. Okay, 6:59. In our next hour, we'll talk to Jim Santel, attorney at law, find out the latest at the Supreme Court level and local issues as well. And a special surprise guest sometime in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.